Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. More shakeups at City Hall.
In fact, two major developments on Thursday. One is word that interim police commissioner Donlin won't be interim much longer. Out the door and possibly replaced by either Jessica Tisch, the sanitation commissioner, or former first deputy at the NYPD, Ben Tucker. Now, with Donlin actually standing right next to him at a press conference yesterday in Times Square, here's what the mayor had to say.
I must have said this 1,000 times. I'll do it 1,001. When we announce personnel movement, we always let you know.
And literally minutes later on Telemundo.
I want to take my hat up to Tom Donlin, who's still serving as the interim police commissioner.
Also yesterday, the feds raiding the NYPD School Safety Division headquarters. That's in Long Island City, apparently part of their ongoing investigation into city contract negotiations. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And for continuing coverage of the federal investigations into Mayor Adams, stay with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Well, if you don't know when the next train is arriving, the next time you're at the Beach 90th Street subway station, here's why. Police say, for whatever reason, two people started throwing rocks at the electronic monitors at the station one day last week, causing a bunch of damage. The pair was last seen leaving the station on a downtown train. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A heartbroken musician is in the middle of a desperate search for her stolen bassoon. Sarah Schoenbeck tells ABC 7 she was dropping off some donated instruments the other day at the Brooklyn Conservatory of Music in Park Slope when someone took the bassoon right out of her car. The professional musician and teacher says surveillance video shows a man walking across the street with the instrument and that the NYPD is investigating. But right now, she's far less worried about an arrest than she is about getting her bassoon back. Schoenbeck says the instrument is like a partner or co-worker for her, even a family member. She also put its value at about $40,000. The NYPD is on the hunt for a violent mugger who attacked a woman on the subway. Investigators say the suspect went up to the 27-year-old on a 6 train last Saturday night about 10:30 at the Castle Hill Avenue station in the Bronx, snatched her phone and then punched her in the face several times before making a run for it. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows who he is or where he might be is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The NYPD is on the lookout for a cold-hearted thief who robbed a 7-year-old boy inside a bodega in the Mount Eden section of the Bronx. Investigators say the boy was about to pay for some fruit one morning last month when a woman came up and snatched the money right out of his hand, punched his mother in the face, and then made a run for it up 170th Street near Jerome Avenue. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. You're not allowed to go exploring in any of the abandoned subway tunnels that are beneath the city, and you're definitely not allowed to carry a loaded gun while you do it. But police say a teenager found this out the hard way when last weekend, officers caught him looking around inside the old City Hall station, not far from the current Brooklyn Bridge station in Lower Manhattan. In a tweet, NYPD's chief of transit said 19-year-old Jaden Johnson resisted when the officers tried to arrest him and soon realized it was because he was carrying a loaded semi-automatic pistol. He's now facing several charges, including resisting arrest, weapons possession, and disorderly conduct. For the record, those looking to check out the abandoned City Hall station can do so legally by taking one of the tours offered by the New York Transit Museum or just by staying on the 6 train when it switches over to the uptown tracks. New York is about to become the first state in the nation to start using artificial intelligence for scientific research. Governor Hochul says the Empire AI Consortium will start work later this fall at the University of Buffalo.
We imagine what good can be done if you take this power and put it in academia and attract the brightest people in the country, if not the world, to come to our state to contemplate and imagine and innovate and create solutions to society's problems.
Hochul says the initial focus will be on areas like climate change, food insecurity, and pharmaceutical research. Well, it won't be long before we can all walk on by a street in East Orange, New Jersey, named in honor of a music icon. Our Mac Rosenberg is there. He joins us now live. Sorry, Mac, I couldn't resist.
Oh, of course. None of us can resist, Linda. It is a great time to be Dionne Warwick. In a few weeks, she'll go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First here, a hometown honor today. Warwick grew up in East Orange, and today, yeah, she's going to get her own street. The ceremony is at 1 o'clock this afternoon here at East Orange City Hall. The 83-year-old will have her name all over this town. There's also the Dionne Warwick Institute of Entrepreneurship and Economics here in East Orange. And Dionne Warwick has also been a longtime resident of South Orange. In a video message, Warwick said, "Can you imagine a whole street in my name?" And then she invited everyone to come celebrate here today with her. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in East Orange.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.